We're here on KSOM, and we're talking track and field. The Griswold boys have had some strong performances in the early part of the season. Andy Everett, head coach for Griswold, joins us now. And, Coach, I mean, a great showing last night against some tough competition at Lennox. It finished in, third place? Second place. Yeah. Excuse me.
Don't cheat me out of the spot.
No, I don't want to do the girls. The girls finished third last night. So that's what I got confused. The Griswold girls finished third. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is Connor Bowers. I mean, I talked to him last week, and what a great kid. And the story just keeps going. He jumped 6.7 last night, which is the Blue Oval standard for the Drake relays. He's now gone up over a foot in a week in the high jump. And I've been covering track and field in Iowa for 14 years, and I have not seen that big of a leap in that short of a time. What can you say about Connor and what he has done right now?
Yeah, he is a good young man. And I've had some really good high jumpers over the years. I've had probably like four guys have gone over 6.6. And now Connor's one of those. So, yeah, he was out earlier in his high school career, and then he didn't come out. And then he came back out this year. And, you know, that's why you're seeing such a big jump. Because I didn't have to do a whole lot for him. I helped him figure his steps out. I showed him what drills to do. And I showed him his aiming point and where he's taking off from and a few things like that. And then since it's just me, I don't have an assistant or anything. Most days I'll just say, Connor, go do your high jump drills. And then I'm messing around with somebody else. And then it's pretty much just all him. He can jump really high, and then, of course, that's a big part of it. But the thing that people don't understand is, like, he takes his approach like he should, and he's slow, speed, medium, in the middle, and he attacks it at the end. He has this really great ability to judge and get his takeoff spot just exactly where it should be, pointed right where it should be. Pretty much all on his own. Because I've had high jumpers in the past that like needed me over there to help them find their spot. Because, you know, it's not, you know, you measure your steps off and everything. But, you know, every apron's, the surface is different. The weather is different. The wind's blowing a different way. So like every single night that you do it, it's different. And you get a little too close or a little too far away from the bar, and the parabola of your jump is not right over the bar, you can have problems. But he has this real talent, this real ability to judge and put things right where they are just about perfectly every single time. He doesn't really need my help getting him in the right place. And that's a big, big part of it. And that's why he went jump. That's why he made such a big leap. And, yeah, he had he had the thing won, and he's like, okay, where do you want to go from here? Like, all right, let's just go up to 6.2 and then 6.4 and then let's go 6.6. And yeah, he was really confident the whole time. And then he's like, okay, what's the school record? 6.8, school record 6.8. All right, let's go 6.7. And he got over 6.7. He was a good 2 inches over 6.7. And then, you know, this is well into the meet by this point. And he's probably a little bit fatigued by then. But, yeah, he has a shot to go higher here.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. You know, when I talked to him last week, he actually credits you and the coaching staff there. And you're crediting him, so it's kind of funny how it's going back and forth, but he mentions that he regretted not going out for track and field, and while he loves football the most, this whole track and field thing, he says, is growing on him, because he keeps getting success in it, and maybe a late bloomer, but man, it's an exciting story to see him come so quickly. But not you have other stories as well. Holden Jensen got a couple of wins for you last night in the 1 and the 2 mile. What'd you think about his races and how that worked for him?
Yeah, he just ran like perfectly paced 200s throughout both those races, and he just cruised to easy wins in both of them. And the nice thing is, you know, besides that distance double that he had, he took the D-Med team from about last place and almost got him first place. He got him in the second and got beat by just a hair. And he ran like a 208 half, you know, not that long after get done winning that 2 mile. So that's that's really encouraging to me.
And who else has stood out for you here as of late or in last night's meeting against Lennox?
Well, Peyton Cook always does. Now, it doesn't show up as much because we've been running into all these great hurdlers. I mean, you're talking about every meet we've been to, you're talking about kids that are going to get a medal at the state meet in the high hurdles and the 400 hurdles, which is, it's good to face that kind of competition so you know where you're at. So Peyton works so hard, and he works so hard all off season, really dedicated, really knows the hurdles inside and out, really educated himself about the hurdles. So, yeah, he stands out every single meet. Wyatt Silk, another hurdler, broke 17 seconds last night for the first time. He wasn't happy with his place, but, you know, he got onto Griswold's top 10 list. I make a big deal about the top 10 list. It's a great motivator for our kids. So, like, if you can't break the school record, if you can be one of the top 10 people to ever do that event in the all time and, you know, history of our school, because we've had great track teams for ever and ever and ever. So if you can do that, that's a big accomplishment. So Silky, he got into the top 10 in the high hurdles last night. So that was a big deal. We were missing a few key components last night too, because, you know, our jazz band was competing at the state championship, and they got sixth place in the state. And we had a few guys there doing that last night, too, so good for them.
Very good. Well, I mean, this track team is off to a great start. You've had some great performances in each one of your meets here from Bedford to your own meet last Thursday and Lennox last night, and you just hope it continues as you head to Avoca on Thursday and then Tri-Center after that next week. So,
yeah, RJ just DeShong threw 137 in the discus last night, which if he had done that last year, he'd been grinning from ear to ear, but he wasn't happy with it this year because he threw 145 in the last meet. So he's really come a long ways too. And he can get much, much better because his form can improve quite a bit. So he's really doing a good job for us in the throws. So, yeah, it's nice to have a team that's got a little bit of everything here and there. And we've got some 400 and 800 runners this year, which gives you a lot of flexibility and lets you do something in a track meet when you have a bunch of 400 and 800 runners.
Well, it's all coming together. Let's hope it keeps you make some noise at the Corner Conference tournament in early May. And Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck here in your next few meets. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for the coverage.
Andy Everett, head coach for Griswold Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.